Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 22nd day of Tevis, Tovshin Pei Dalet, Masechta Ksubas, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hay. Previously, we've learned two halachas in the matter of Pesha Sapeshehita. The same mouth that makes something prohibited can make it mutter. For example, he says, this field belongs to your father, but I bought it from him. He's believed. We only know that belongs to the other fellow's father because he admitted it. So we believe him that he bought it from him. Peshos or Peshita. But what about in matters that are not to do with money? What about matters that are to do with Isser? Will we also apply Peshos or Peshita? And that's the answer is yes. And we're going to discover that here in the Mishnah, that even in matters of Isser, the rule of Peshos or Peshita will apply. Ha'isha Sha'amra, if a woman says, I was a married woman, Ugrushani, but I'm now divorced. But she doesn't have a get to prove it. Can we trust her? Can we believe it? The answer is Nemanis, yes. Why? Because the only way we knew that she was a married woman is because she told us that. So the same woman that told us that she's a married woman can also say, can get out of it by saying, but I am divorced. Shahapesh Asa Hapeshita. The im yesh edim, if however there are witnesses, shahoseshish, we know she was a married woman anyway from outside sources. The hiyo meres, and she says, grushani, she says, oh yes, but I'm divorced. Ainan eman, she's not believed. Why is she not believed? Because we don't have a her pasha isa. She had a chazaka of an eshish anyway. Without her owning up, there's witnesses. So she'll have to prove that she had a get, that she was divorced. Until she produces a ksuba or edim, won't help. What happens, Amron Ishbesi? What happens if a woman says, I was taken prisoner, I was taken hostage by goyim, utorani, but I'm clean. In other words, I haven't been raped, and therefore I am able to be married to a kohen. Do we trust her? Nemenes, yes, she's believed, and she can be married to a kohen. Why? Shahapesha asur or peshita. The mouth that made her prohibited by saying that she was captured, the only way we know she was captured by goyim or taken hostage is because she told us that. So she's also believed to say she's clean, she's tohara. However, v'yimeyesh edim shenishbeis, if there are witnesses that know that can tell us that she was captured, and then she says, v'yomer, she says, oh yes, but tohara, I'm clean, I wasn't taken, I wasn't lived with by any goy. Ainan Amenas. She's not believed to say that, and she will be prohibited to a kohen. She can marry Yisrael, but not a kohen. A kohen can't marry a woman, a Jewish woman, who's been raped by a goy or by anyone. Shema nival by a goy, I should say. V'imish anises. If, however, after she was married to the kohen, bo edim, then witnesses come and they say that she was captured. In other words, initially she said she told us that she was captured, and that's the only way we knew. Then and she said, but I'm clean. And she got married to a kohen. Or as the Gemara says, even if she wasn't actually married, even if they just gave her permission to marry a kohen. So even though the Mishnah says, Mishnah Nises, once she married, the Gemara explains it means even once she's just been given permission to marry, and then Bo Edim come along and say, oh, yeah, this lady was hostage, yeah, we witnessed to that. Hare Lezulay Teitse. Now she doesn't have to get out of the marriage. She can stay married to her husband who is a kohen. He does not have to divorce her. Once she's been made mutter, she was given the go-ahead, we allow her to stay with the kohen. Mishnah Vav. We're going to talk about further matters related to a shvuya lekohen, the prohibition of a kohen marrying a woman who's been taken hostage. And it's coming to teach us that since the whole Isser is only in a state of, is only because of uncertainty, it's a suffix, maybe she was raped by a goy, we don't know. For that reason, the Chachamim were more lenient to believe one witness, even an Ashes, even an Isha, even a woman, or even an Eved, and even a Cotton, who testifies that this Shvuya, that this woman taken hostage, was never taken by a Goy or slept with by a Goy, and she's clean. Shtei Noshim Shenishpu. If there were two women that were taken hostage, they were captured. Witnesses testify that they were captured, but they don't know, the women don't know that they're witnesses. Zoysa Maris once says, Nishbesi, she comes to court and she says, I was taken hostage, but I'm clean, with Torani. They didn't touch me, they didn't rape me. Zoysa Maris and the other lady says, Nishbesi, I was captured, with Torani. Each one testifies for themselves only that they were captured, but that they were not taken and slept with or raped by a goy. Einan emonis. They are not believed. Even though they don't know that they're Edim, that they were captured. So why don't we say Peshas Abashita? No, we do not. They're not believed to say that they're clean because we don't have a Peshas Abashita, even though they didn't know it. We say that we have independent sources to know, independent witnesses that say that they were captured, that they were taken hostage. No. So it's not Peshas anymore. It's only Peshita. And they have to prove from some other means other than just saying that they were Torah. But that's because each one is testifying for themselves. Uvizman shehein meidoi zoi zoi. But what happens when each woman testifies for the other woman that she's clean? Hare elu nemonis. Then they will be believed and they will be permitted to be married to a kohen. Why? Because we shavuya, when it comes to a woman taken hostage, they were more lenient to believe even one witness, even a woman who's normally not fit for testifying. And even though this smacks of goimlin, as we call it, you know, it looks like a tit for tat, you know, you do this for me, I'll do it for you. Each one might be saying to each other, oh, please testify for me that I'm clean, I'll testify for you. And it looks a bit like that. Nevertheless, the Chachamim were still lenient and they trusted Eidos even in such a manner because they're not testifying for themselves, they're testifying for the other woman.